Welcome to Star Pathways Beacon by Elizabeth Jones for the time of solar Leo, which is from 7:22 to 8:22 in 2022. That's kind of interesting. Here I'm going to do a tarot reading for how the energies present this month relate to you personally. So the tarot is a wonderful symbolic and mystical reflection of the astrological and cosmic energies that stream forth through the planets during this time. This reading is designed to give you insights into how these energies are impacting you personally and in your life in subtle and often not so subtle ways. Plus, the cards will offer insights for how you can attune to the higher frequencies present, which help you in navigating the more intense energies present these days. During the time of solar Leo, the primary themes relate to thriving, your uniqueness and offering to others, and being courageous enough to honor your authenticity and your destiny path. Hence, these themes and qualities will show up not only in your life during this time, but also in these readings. So just a reminder that I pull these cards right before I record. So they're, you know, fresh right now. They're present to the current energies and questions. And the first question is, what is most important for me to focus on during the 30 days of solar Leo? Like, what is in your highest good? What is most important? And I pull two cards. The first card is internally, or in your inner life, and the second card is externally, or your outer life. And for the first card, I got Temperance, number 14, one of the major arcana cards. In fact, in this reading, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards, and 3 of them are major arcana cards. This is a very significant and meaningful time, this midsummer, well, in the Northern Hemisphere, this midsummer time. I'm feeling it personally. Things are happening very quickly, and they're just very dynamic, and it's like some of what I think we're experiencing is the changes that we've been sensing but maybe haven't been happening are starting to happen, and in some cases really quickly. So again, what is most important to focus on during this time internally? And I got Temperance reverse. Temperance is the one of the two angels in the deck. It is Archangel Michael. You can see the angel wings in most decks, certainly in the Aquarian deck, which is what I use. And it is about pulling things together, coalescing. It's a beautiful word if you're not real familiar with it. I wasn't when I first heard it. It's a good one to look up, to get a real feel for. So this is a card of bringing together all the things that are happening externally with the idea of two things, really. One is turning it over to Archangel Michael, letting go, not needing to know how these things are going to blend and merge and coalesce and come together, but rather trusting these higher forces in play. And in this case, it's an archangel. So internally, what's most important is to ask for help in not being scattered and all over the place and not needing to know. In fact, that comes up in a couple of places already in this little reading. Not really needing to know what it might be about, but just centering, building your core, being present to the current moment. Temperance is a powerful protector and reminder as well, that you can only really live in the now. Now, we're asking what is most important for you to focus on. And this is saying just stay present and trust. This is a card of faith. It's a Sagittarius card. It's very much about having faith that things are working out. Things are all right. And that you can't impact a lot of what's going on in the world, even if it's impacting you. But what we can do is pull our own energy into our core self. And the second card is perfect too. Externally, I got strength. And strength is one of the qualities for this time of Leo. So externally, it's saying that, I mean, these two cards are so interesting together. Strength is saying externally to feel that protection as you go into the world. Remember, Archangel Michael is very protective. And to carry that with you, see things from that viewpoint that the quality of strength is, in fact, present. And it's strength, but it's even more than that. It's courage and fortitude. It's having courage to be in the world during this time, to not regress or not to pull in. Now, this card does suggest that there's times that you're going to have to go within. And both of these cards are very much about our core strength, the solar plexus, which is ruled by the sun, our heart, which I talk about on the PDF on the other part of Star Pathways Beacon. This is a card that says that's where the strength will be. That's where our courage will be, is to be centered and focused in our heart and to trust Archangel Michael and to trust whatever masters or presence or your own guardian angel. I mean, this is saying that this is a time to kind of sit up and be, or stand up and be present, but be present in the moment and be present with strength. Now, is this new information? Maybe not, probably not. But Leo, solar Leo, the energies emanating through solar Leo, through the sun, is very strong. And on the other side, I talk about Lion's Gate, and I talk about how powerful this time is for bolstering and increasing and our strength and our courage and our sense of individual presence, and sort of like, you know, standing up straight or remembering to use good posture. This is how to be in the world, is from this place, and to trust that there is help. Whenever we get, especially internally, externally, two really positive major arcana cards, it's very clear that the cosmic forces are here to bolster us, to give us the strength that we need to face these times. And it is intense out there, for sure. There's no two ways about it. The next card offers an interesting insight, I thought. How can I get in touch or connect with my true destiny, with my authentic path? How can I do that during this time? And I almost put it back because I thought, oh no, it can't be that. And then I heard, no, it is that. It's the Four of Cups reversed. And the Four of Cups is a card of not feeling like you don't really know why you're doing it, whatever it is. There's a person sitting under a tree, and there's three full cups in front of them. The cups represent fulfillment, happiness, joy, things that are emotionally gratifying and satisfying. But there's one cup. It's like there's something missing to really feel that sense of fulfillment. While there may be three full cups, what's in that fourth cup? And the person is really baffled and even upset that you can tell from most of the pictures the person doesn't look really very happy about what's going on. And one of the things that we need to remember, too, before I talk about the fourth cup and the answer, which we'll go to in a minute, is that the things that have satisfied us in the past, that have been fulfilling, may not be so. In fact, this card came up reversed, although I always feel that this particular card, and many of them actually, have both an upright and a reverse meaning. But when it is reversed, as it was, the three cups are, you know, spilling out that sense, the things, that sense that makes you feel fulfilled or has in the past. And that could be a myriad of things, relationships to family or where you live or what you do or just your own inner path. And there can be this sense of lack and of non-fulfillment. It's true. What, for many people on a path of consciousness or awakening, the things that were gratifying, satisfying, fulfilling a year ago, a decade ago, don't seem either important or just have run their course. I'm not talking about everything in our life, right? I'm talking about some key things, though. So what's with the fourth cup? Well, in the image, the fourth cup is literally being handed by God, it is said in the world of the tarot, out of a tree, out of the heavens. But the person isn't looking at that. The person is just kind of looking forward. They're not even seeing that fourth cup. That fourth cup is symbolic of being the Holy Grail, that thing that will help you to feel and to feel a sense of purpose and value and fulfillment. So what's going on with it? Well, first of all, the person isn't seeing something. There's something that they're missing because they're not even looking at it. If they were looking at it, this would be a very different interpretation for the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups would have a different meaning, I feel. But because they're not, they're missing something. They're missing something essential that would bring them to a path of greater satisfaction and fulfillment. So whenever I get this card, Four of Cups, I always pull a card. Well, what is in the fourth cup? And we're talking now about, in this reading, what is in the fourth cup? And I got another Major Arcana card, the Fool. The Fool is number 0. It is an extremely powerful card because it represents us on our journey from 0 to number 21 through the Major Arcana. And there is, this card is a card of adventure, of moving through life with a sense of greater connection to the life force. It's a card that says, if I stay in my authentic presence, if I call upon it, which is represented by the rod, the single rod that the person takes on their path, has it in many decks as over their shoulder. It's like a part of their journey. That represents the core strength of anyone. And to take it on our journey, which we just heard about in the strength card especially, if we can find that place in us and that is strong enough, that did consent to be alive at this time, to go through this, to find a sense of self, and then we find a sense of purpose. This is a process, as I'm sure many of you know. You know, you can feel strong and clear and focused and on point, and one day or one week or one month, and then you know, feel deflated the next month. That's kind of what this person feels. That's a good word for them, sort of deflated. What is meaningful is a big question right now with this card here. Let's go back to the question, how can I connect with my authentic path, my path of destiny? It's very much up right now, astrologically. It's a strong cosmic energy. Why are you here now? And that can have an external expression, but it first and foremost is an internal. Why did you consent to be here? What is this about? These are the big questions. They're not new questions, but they're questions that are up very strongly when we get discouraged, when we see, especially, you know, the shape of things and in the world at large around us, and possibly in our own life as well. This sense of, you know, sort of futility. That's another good description for this person. But the Fool says you consented to this journey, and this journey is one of awakening. That's what the Fool does. You may have heard, or I may have said, or you may know, that the Fool as number zero represents us on our path, as I said. And as they go through each card, the Magician is first, number one, the High Priestess is second, the Empress is third, the Emperor is fourth, the Hierophant is five, and so on. Each of those, in an archetypal way, have a lesson for us and gifts for us. It's part of our awakening, right through to the final card, which is number 21, the World. And the World is, you know, this person has arrived there after their growth and evolutionary path that they've taken. This is saying that actually, if they, you know, as we progress on the path in this archetypal symbolic way of evolutionary soul growth, that the Fool becomes aware and enlightened. And as that occurs, returns to that place of innocence, but the awakened innocence in a way. It's a very interesting journey. It's a very interesting card to get here. It's saying there is a path, for one, that you are on a journey, for two, that you do have the strength from the represented by the rod. You have the purity, which is represented by the white robe, the ability to see things new and clear. These are things that the fourth cup wants to give you, to represent, to say this is where that fulfillment, that new fulfillment is. But we have to go on the journey. The Eight of Cups is such a good card for what I'm trying to say here. I'm even wondering if it'll come up in the next reading. But and I think that we've gotten it recently in the last few beacons. But this, yeah, in fact, I know we have. I think we got it in the last one. But at any rate, this is saying that, you know, this is us on our journey. Embark on it, whether it's a actual physical move or a new path before you that's been beckoning you or calling. This is a kind of a magical card to have here for the fourth cup, and it's a powerful card. And the last question is, what message does Spirit have for me? What is the message from your higher self to help guide you and support you during this time? I got another interesting card, and that was the Three of Pentacles reversed. Again, I thought, well, that's a curious card. But I immediately heard when I turned over this. This is what I've heard. What I heard. You're already creating on a higher realm your path, your purpose, your focus. You're already creating it. That's why it's reversed. That's what this person is. It's about co-creation. So that means that this is more of the message I heard right when I pulled it or turned it over. So that means that when it's time to know, things will happen quickly. In other words, it's already a work in progress. Whatever it is for you, whatever that sense of purpose or awakening or opening or change or, you know, we're all feeling it and seeing it, but this is about yours, your personal. So it is definitely a time to trust that. And in fact, part of the message is let go. Right. I jotted it down really quickly. Let go of needing to know. Let's go back to the question. Message from spirit or your higher self to help guide and support you during this time. Not knowing outcome, not knowing how it's going to work. What's important with Zero Fool is to take the path, is to take a step and then another step. It's the way things are working right now. There are powerful forces behind all of those thoughts or actions or movement. And the Three of Pentacles is giving us a clue. This is the co-worker part of creation. We as a co-worker. That we are already creating the new format or structure or path, whatever it is, we are already. It isn't just, I'm going to say just, not quite the right word, just being something that, you know, spirit or higher forces are laying for us. We are co-creators. So when we get there, when we get to that place of it's time to move, it's time to start something, it will be familiar to us. We co-created it. So that's key to this whole process. This isn't throwing us willy-nilly into, you know, the cosmic soup and let's just sort of see what happens out there. We have a part of us, whether it's our etheric self, our higher self, our soul, is involved in creating the new paradigm, the new format, the new structure, the new plan. And that, for me, gives me a sense of comfort, because it was really clear. They said, you know, it will feel perhaps bold and take courage, which we've already heard that word in this reading, but it will also feel somehow right and comfortable. Comfortable may be a little bit too strong. It'll feel right. It'll feel familiar, I think is a better word. Okay, so next on Tarot 2, we are going to do your question.